On today's show, someone has just come back from Disney World once again. That's up next on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 342 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is John. I am hosting the podcast this week, and I am joined, as always, by Adam.
What's up, everybody? As always.
And Jeno.
Jeno.
Jason. Jeno. Dude, he's being held hostage. That's what's going on right now.
In a sense.
And then, you know, he spends his spare time looking at DVC points. Yeah. Trying to figure those out. Trying to book those.
So. Currently doing, yeah. Ignoring us.
Yeah, that's what he'd rather do.
Yeah.
He would rather figure out how to spend his DVC points than to come do a podcast. So thanks a lot, Jason.
Awesome. He only hangs out with DVC and Club 33 members now. So
we're going to have to do another episode retro style, like the way it was for the first how many years? 2 years.
First, I don't know. It was a while. Yeah, it seems so long ago.
It was 2 years.
Yeah.
Do it the way it was for the first 2 years. Although Adam and I did discuss that we're going to have like a substitute, I think, anytime this happens in the future, maybe. Or at least we're going to attempt to.
Yeah. We'll phone a friend, so to speak.
As a matter of fact, we might just keep the whole trip report theme going and have another one next week. There's just a possibility with that, right? I mean.
Yeah.
So I just got back from a weekend trip. I went down on a Friday and came back on a Monday. Over Martin Luther King weekend. Let's just dive right into the trip report.
I'll pepper in questions as we go along.
Like, you could start by saying, hey, where did you stay?
Hey, where'd you stay? I thought we talked about that, though. You went to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Yeah, pretty sure we established.
Yeah, we did. However, I did keep it from my wife and kids up until we got there. But they figured it out, of course, when they see the signs. The only thing that's over there is Animal Kingdom Lodge or Animal Kingdom, which I'm pretty sure we weren't staying in the park. So it becomes easy to figure out. Also, over this weekend, my brother started his trip the next day on a Saturday. We came in on a Friday. He started his trip, but he's still there as we speak. He was going for a long trip. He's going from a Saturday to a Saturday.
Yeah.
This is, gosh, his first time in like 2.5 years, almost close to it.
I didn't realize it's been that long.
Yeah. So I think my commitment issues must be over because I booked Animal Kingdom Lodge and I didn't change it. There's been at least like two, maybe three occasions before in which I booked Animal Kingdom Lodge and then I changed it. There's only one other resort that I've booked and changed it that I can think of. All Stars to Grandestino, but that was a no-brainer at that point because it was... Yeah. And during that particular time period, when Grandestino was dirt cheap, we'll say.
Right.
We arrived on a Friday, approximately 3:30 p.m. For this trip, I did the choose a room view through touring plans. They did my room request for me. And lo and behold, I got the exact one that I asked for this time. That's the first time that's happened. I have used the request a room or room finder or whatever probably two or three times before. And this time I actually got what I wanted.
I've used it a few times and never gotten the room I asked for. But that's great.
Yeah. I'm really glad I got this room too. It was room number 2020, by the way. Okay. So the reason why I chose 2020 is I saw it in touring plans and I saw the view, like what I could see of the pool. It turned out to be perfect. I sent you a picture of it, I think, if you recall seeing it. That's like the perfect pool view from that side. And pool view at Animal Kingdom Lodge is not bad at all. I know a lot of people think if you stay there, you want the Savannah view because that's what it's all about. But, you know, in reality, when I walked around the grounds, I'm like, I can get the same view that you're getting from your Savannah, just not straight out, you know, just not look out my window in the morning. If you want to pay $200 extra a night to be able to see them out your window in the morning, then that's fine. I understand that. That's good. But for me, I don't necessarily need that because I can see them all over the resort, truthfully. I just have to walk out of my room to do so. That's the only difference. And the pool view was actually a very pleasant view. Not very loud, and it wasn't like bothersome as far as that goes either. So checking in, though, this was the part that's kind of weird, okay?
Okay.
I go in, and me thinking that I'm not as familiar with this resort, obviously, because it's the first time I've actually stayed there. I've only really been on the grounds a couple of times other than that. Mm-hmm. I go in, and I kind of head to the right side of the lobby, and I'm like, okay, maybe I need to go on the elevator. So I get on the elevator and go down to the second floor, because you start on the third floor. The lobby's on the third floor. So I go down to the second floor, and I look, and I was like, none of these hallways are matching up the rooms and everything. So, of course, we go back up, and I'm looking down the front side. Maybe it's like that. And I'm like, okay, so this is not matching up the way I think it should. So I end up asking someone right there at Bell Services about where my room is and what he told me. And so essentially what you do for this particular room, the gift shop in the Animal Kingdom lobby is, when you first can walk in, is to your right, right? There's a hallway right beside that. So you go down that hallway. There's another elevator. You go down one floor. And then when I got out, it was the second room on the left. Mm-hmm. So I actually had to, that's the first time I've been stayed in a hotel in which I had to go from the lobby level, go down a floor to get to my room.
Yeah, that's interesting. Huh?
I'm starting this off just by saying I recommend the pool view rooms. I really do.
Okay.
Especially for the money, because I got this one with an AP discount somewhere in the neighborhood of $335 a night, I think it was, something like that. Something ridiculously, like, I could have just as easily paid that much for a mod, right? And now I'm getting deluxe amenities, even though I'm only close to Animal Kingdom Park, which is okay because I ended up going there the next day. But I'm getting deluxe amenities for a mod price, in my opinion, right?
Yeah.
Or close to a mod price, depending on which mod. So, yeah. I mean, that's about what you see some of the Caribbean beach rooms for mm-hmm. nowadays.
Yeah.
If you're paying standard pricing.
Rack rate, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and I got to say, I really love the resort. I wouldn't mind staying there again. As a matter of fact, I liked it a lot more than I thought I would, even you know, though it was great. I thought it would be good. It made me think, like, if I had the forethought, and back when they were selling DVC there, I should have bought in there. But you know, that's neither here nor there. I could probably still do it if I wanted to do resale. That's about the only way you're going to get it right now. But it would have been good, because a lot of times you can get a lot for points at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah, I would say too. Back in the day, I didn't like it because of how far it was from everything. But now that we pretty much drive everywhere and I stay at places like Pop,
right.
You know, it's not that much further than any of the other kind of resorts that are either near Springs or, you know, Bonnet Creek, yeah. Those kind of resorts. It's about the same distance from the parks.
And I'll just say my drive to Magic Kingdom was roughly just a shade over 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
not bad.
It's not that bad. Mm-mm. Yeah. It's really not. Once we got checked in, the kids we weren't really planning on it because we had a dinner for Coral Reef later that night at Epcot, but the kids were, once they saw the pool, they were dying to get in the pool. It's a great pool, by the way. It's huge.
Yeah. You called us from the pool.
Yeah, I did. I don't know if you could see a good shot of the pool.
Mm-hmm. I could see some of it.
But yeah, it's huge. It's got a nice slide. The pool bar is not very far away. Didn't get anything from the pool bar when I was out there, but even though it was a much cooler night, having the pool heated definitely makes it where you can at least tolerate and enjoy to a degree when it's heated to 81 degrees. It's just the getting out that's the problem.
Right, right.
Because once you get out, it's pretty cold.
Right.
But we did do that for about roughly 30 to 45 minutes so they could get some pool time in before we had to get back and get ready again to head to our dinner at Coral Reef. Now, I had originally had a Chefs de France booked.
Mm-hmm.
The time was going to be kind of rushed, and I didn't want to mm-hmm. do that. So whenever I saw the Coral Reef for, I think it was 7:20, I decided to adjust for that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I've eaten there a couple of times before. And to be quite honest, I'm glad that I did, because the experience that night, it's one of those moments when everything was, like, together perfect for me. Mm-hmm. I know for some people, Coral Reef, you know, their opinion of it is not very high. And I've had some good meals there in the past. My last experience there was about 2017, I think, and that was kind of a night whenever they had a big party, and I think that affected how things went there, so it wasn't as good. But this time, everything seemed to be like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a perfect combination, because when they sat us at a table that was right by the aquarium, right by the, had one of the windows to see out. So that was the first plus. And of course, that excites the kids, right?
Yeah.
The second plus, the server, his name's Joshua. If you go there, ask for him. I would, because he is one of those cast members, one of those servers who you can tell he actually enjoys his position. He loves his job. Nice. And it shows. So I give that shout out there. I don't know if Joshua listens to podcasts or comes across and listens to us, but you were amazing. You did a great job.
Nice. That always makes it better.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it was like, this was like the perfect, I don't want to call it perfect storm, but perfect situation, the way this, you know, sometimes a meal, that's what does it, when everything just clicks, right? That's why you remember it so fondly for that. This was one of those moments. I did the lobster bisque as the appetizer. I was the only one that got an appetizer. I enjoyed that. Of the two items I was debating over, because I'd had the mahi before, and they haven't really changed the mahi recipe in a long time, but it's a good mahi.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn got the mahi, and the other recommendation was the shrimp and grits, which is the other one I was thinking of. So I was like, you know what? That's a sign. I'm going to get the shrimp and grits. Shrimp and grits were amazing as well.
Looked good.
There. Yeah, it was good. Of course, I ate a bite of her mahi still as well, just so I could say. I was like, yep, that's what I remember it being. You know, I mean, and it was good. But I was like, that's the same recipe I remember the very first time I ate there, which was like over 10 years ago. The kids, they pretty much just got like whatever the chicken dish was for kids there, you know, typical thing.
Sure.
For dessert, I went with the Bailey's almond and Jack Daniel's mousse was what I went with for dessert. I got to say, when I asked on cocktails wise, that was during our meal, I asked a recommendation on there and he recommended the smoked turkey is what it was.
Yeah, that looked good too, yeah.
I did decide to go with that, and I'm glad I took his recommendation once again, because that was a good cocktail. And it does have kind of a smoky flavor to it, actually, which was surprisingly good. Whoever came up with the idea knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
So, good meal there overall. Mm-hmm. Once we got done there, we were going to do Spaceship Earth. And I noticed, like, the line was short, but I noticed the line was a line, in other words. So... like, it was barely out the door, but it was not, like, a line of people going in. It was just standing there. So I'm like, I think something's wrong with with Spaceship Earth. So what we did was we went back and went to and did Nemo, because it was the next closest thing we could get to, because it was almost time for park closing at this point. So we did do a last-minute ride on Nemo, which... if there was such a thing as a Hoot and Chief episode of Nemo, jumping out and getting in there, we could have done it.
I don't know why you'd want to,
but you know,
right? Why would you I get do you. That?
But I'm just saying it was possible at this point.
There was separation. Yeah.
There was a lot of separation. There was a gap.
Yeah, the gap.
There was a gap. So anyway, we did that, and surprisingly enough, by the time we got to where the aquarium section was and everything, it was just a little past 9. I looked down. I was like, oh, it's already closing. So when we walked out, the fireworks had started, so we kind of walked in that direction.
Yeah.
And really just right there at the entrance to World Showcase just stopped and just kind of watched like 2 segments and then kept on going to run the other way to walk back, because we wanted to make sure we beat the crowd out, right? So we just kind of stopped and just watched a few seconds of it, because we had seen Harmonious before, and I love Harmonious, but it was just not going to be worth it at that point to stay until it was over.
Right. So you parked in the parking lot.
Yes.
The main parking lot. Okay.
The main parking lot, yes. I didn't see trams running at Epcot, by the way. So I guess maybe they're not running at all the parks. And I don't recall seeing them at Animal Kingdom the next day, but...
is it just because Magic Kingdom's got the craziest parking lot that you saw it there?
I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe that's the reason why they had it there. Oh, by the way, that's kind of a spoiler for ahead of time, right? Mm-hmm. Went back to the hotel next morning. I didn't really push to get anybody up too terribly early, but we did. I did go and mobile order breakfast as early as I could get, which was like I think the time I could get was like a 7:45 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I went ahead and ordered kind of like for everybody, something I thought that they would get at the Mara. That's the quick service at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
So you did it the Jim Gaffigan way. Which is you just order a bunch of food. One? Yeah, he's like, he orders the food for them instead of just asking and them, oh, I want this, but I want that, and I don't want that. You know, just order food and just make them eat it.
Well, in a way, I mean, but here's my reasoning behind this, how I did this. What I did was I looked down the list and I was kind of thinking, what's something that my wife would be interested in?
Right.
As well as the kids pretty much only have one option most places, right? They don't really have very much. So, of course, I got the kids, the Mickey waffles in this case. I got one French toast bread pudding, which is a brioche bread pudding served with Madagascar vanilla bean sauce, which was okay. She didn't really like the taste of it so much. So what I did when I saw what I ordered, which was the croissant breakfast sandwich, which was ham, egg, cheddar, and crispy potato barrels. Mm-hmm. Whenever I saw how big my croissant sandwich was, I just halved it, and I gave that to her and gave her a few of the potato barrels, and then I kind of ate half of that sandwich and then the French toast bread pudding, at least half of that, I think, that I got at least.
Okay.
If you're eating at the Mara and they still have this, I would recommend getting the croissant breakfast sandwich because you're going to get a lot of food for $8.99. I mean, it was a huge croissant sandwich. So if you're going to get the breakfast and you're wanting to get the most for your money at the Mara, that's definitely the item you should go with. So just keep that in mind. Because I also, later on, I ordered the bacon and Gruyere quiche, which was pretty good too, but the size of it's not that big, and it was $9.99. It's a dollar more than the croissant breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
Of course, our day here was Animal Kingdom. We weren't in like any big hurry to get to anything because, for one thing, Libby's not tall enough to do Flight of Passage.
Right, yeah.
There's no real point, you know, to rush to that. So what we did, when we first got in, it just so happens they were having a showing of the parrots or the birds that fly in right there at Tree of Life, right there at the front.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm referring to?
Right.
Yeah, that was just starting when we got there, so we stayed and watched that, which that's kind of neat to kind of see that. It's only a few minutes, you know, something that was pretty cool for the kids. After that, we decided to head over in the direction of Dino Land just to take a quick check to see if Libby's quite tall enough for dinosaurs. She just missed being tall enough, but at least it gave us an idea. I said, you know what, I want to go over here and at least just measure. I don't think she's quite 40 inches, but I want to measure and see how close it is. But it's very close at this point. So
stuff her shoes.
Probably. Yeah, I'm thinking probably next time.
Just kidding.
We're there, period. She'll be able to do all the 40-inch stuff. So.
Okay.
So while we're over there, we did do Triceratops spin.
I was about to ask, did you do that one?
Yeah, we did. You know, I've had criticisms of it in the past, of course, but I'm just doing it because, you know, it's something the kids, of course, like that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So we did it while we were over there. And, of course, I got Lynn a coffee while we're in that area. We left there, headed in the direction of Asia. And in Asia, we just were going to the Maharaja Jungle Trek. We were going there to look at the animals there. Yeah. She was tall enough for Kali, but it was also a bit chilly, so no one was interested in doing that one. Or at least my wife was like dead set against doing that one, so
yeah,
we didn't.
I could see that. Did Everest have any scrim or anything?
Didn't see any scrim. I mean, I could still see the mountain from there, but I didn't see any scrim that was noticeable on the outside anyway. It makes me wonder. Yeah.
Are they working
Maybe there's something happening inside. Maybe they're working on the Yeti.
Yeah.
One can only hope.
It's
not likely, but, you know, we can dream. Yeah, did that. I'm trying to think. When we went in the jungle trek, though, the bats weren't really out. I didn't see any bats anywhere. That's the first time I've had that issue. Usually I see bats everywhere.
No giant vampire bat sweetheart.
Yeah, no, none of that.
None.
Saw some good shots of tigers.
Yeah.
Got two different tigers.
Yeah.
I intended on doing the gorilla exploration trail, but it just kind of didn't happen when we got over that way.
Yeah.
So when we left out of there, I think it was around time that we were going to do, I think we were actually looking to do lunch right around that time, not too long after. We headed in that direction to go over to Pandora. We decided to do Satouli. Since they had the cheeseburger pods on the adult menu again, I decided to get them. Which they're good. I guess they had enough people complain about it that they put them back on the adult menu. They had taken it away for a while. Cheeseburger pods are pretty good. You've had those before, right?
Oh, yeah. I used to like them. Glad they're back.
Actually, Lynn ate off the kids' menu as well because what she saw, she just got a cheese quesadilla as well as the kids did. So But it was all good. And of course, blueberry cream cheese mousse is the dessert item that we got. I, of course, got a green grog.
Yeah.
Yep, I got the grog ale. I always call it the green grog because it's green. I've kind of noticed on this trip that I more so, when it comes to Disney and when it comes to something, if I'm going to get an alcoholic, I'm more drawn to their beers than I am their anything else, mostly.
Yeah.
Well, so I think that's going to be kind of the way it is in the future.
Yeah. Especially at the parks, cocktails are typically watered down or not, are too sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Beers, they have some good ones.
Yeah. Decided after that to go do Navi. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we're not doing Genie Plus this day at all, by the way. So Navi was a little longer of a wait than I would have liked to, but it's something I can do with the kids.
Yeah. How long did you wait?
Gosh, probably 40 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's not
maybe
awful.
A little longer.
Jason made me wait 90 minutes for that thing a long time ago. We won't talk about that again.
I mean, it's actually, I don't know, it's actually kind of a relaxing river ride, personally. Yeah. I mean, I know there's not a... Right. You're just not a lot animatronic wise.
All 3 minutes of it, yeah. It's very relaxing. Yeah.
Anyway, I think you're getting at, is it worth the wait?
Yeah.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah, it's fine, but for a 3 minute boat ride, it's
10 minutes
tops on the wait. But
anyway. You know, we've covered all of this before.
Yes, yes.
So. After that, we were heading over to Africa because what Maddie was really wanting to get a face paint done. Mm. And when we got over there, that was closed. We took that bridge between Pandora to Africa that kind of takes you out over there where we're, Festival of the Lion King is.
Mm-hmm.
So we headed in that direction to do that. We contemplated doing the safari, but I think the kids were ready to get back to the hotel. So we decided to head on out after that, and we did spend some more time in the pool that evening because they enjoyed the pool. We had a dinner that night with my brother and his family who had just got in, mm-hmm. and they were staying at Caribbean Beach, and they're actually still there as we're doing this recording. But we had a dinner at Boma that night, which that's the first time I've ever eaten at Boma. Have you eaten at Boma?
Yes, the buffet.
Before? Mm-hmm. What did you think of it at the time you did
it? I liked it. It was several years ago at this point, but I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I mean, that's kind of how I feel. I was like, I liked it, but I almost feel like it's been overhyped by the people who've been talking about it.
It's still a buffet. It's a good buffet, but it's still a buffet at the end of the day.
Right, right. You know. Exactly. So the stuff, I kind of tried to take notes. Here's the stuff that I tried off the buffet. Okay, I tried the pita and the hummus. Mm-hmm. Which it was in good hummus that they had there. Mm-hmm. The spiced green beans with the golden raisins in them. That was good. Peanut rice. I really liked that. Mm. Of course, the olive oil herbed crusted potatoes. I thought those were good. And the only meat that I got was the, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, Singalasi Yasa style salmon. I did get the Cape Malay lamb stew. The lamb stew is always one talked about, which I thought that was pretty good too. And, of course, when it comes to desserts, what's one of the things you have to have from over there? Zebra Dome.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I do remember that now.
Zebra Dome, and I actually tried an array of the desserts. I just about tried every last one they had on there at the time. But mm-hmm. Zebra Dome, Kenyan coffee tart, and the fruit tart. I forgot which fruit was in it now. All good stuff. Mm-hmm. Overall, I don't know that it's one that I would do again, just because, especially when I have kids right now, you're paying, what, like $20-something for a dinner for kids that they're not eating $20-something worth ever? Yeah. Like, I come out much better doing a la carte when it comes to having a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old.
That's true.
Because they charge you full price on a buffet, and they definitely do not eat their money, what it costs.
Yeah.
You know?
That's for sure.
When you think about that. So, depending on the age of the kids.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I don't know any 10-year-old that's going to eat that. There might be some out there that's going to eat their worth when it comes to a buffet.
10-year-old boys, maybe. I know mine could. My 8-year-old could.
Yeah. I've just about decided I'm going to ward off buffets for the time being. Yeah. Because, like I said, I'm just not... It's costing more than... I mean, I've noticed a huge difference between a la carte and buffet.
Oh, yeah.
The only way I would probably pay for one is if it's a character, maybe. That's about the reason.
Yeah,
pretty big difference there. But, you know, James seemed to enjoy it, too. I mean, we ate a lot of the same stuff. I think he did get the, like, the ribs and the pork that was over there. Mm-hmm. I ate a little bit of red meat, but I've kind of like, I don't do it as often as I once did. What I did get here to drink that night was the Tusker Premium Lager, which I thought was good as well. Mm. And then Sunday we did Magic Kingdom, this was what was interesting about this day. This day was originally scheduled to have rain a good significant part of the day. It kind of changed over time. It kept getting, as it got closer to it. It was expected to have rain up until between 10 and 11. So,
yeah,
slept in this morning because there's no point in getting there with it pouring rain. Mm-hmm. There's nothing new to get to and have to rope drop or anything like that, right? So one thing I did do different is I did buy the Genie Plus this day, right?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Including one individual lightning lane, which the individual lightning lane that I got was Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, one that I would not normally recommend doing.
But you have small kids.
Yeah, that had not done it yet, and they were both tall enough. So I decided to go ahead and bite the bullet on that one. So Okay. Overall, by doing Genie Plus, just keep this in mind, Genie plus the individual lightning lane, have spent roughly the price of a day ticket extra to do this, right?
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
When we get there, the rain was letting up. We did regular parking.
What?
I did premium parking. I did preferred parking. I did that at Animal Kingdom, by the way. Because I thought I might be using it later to go to Hollywood Studios, which turned out not to happen, just the way things worked out. Fortunately, when I got there, I did see the trams were operating, so we did get to ride a tram. So that definitely helped with that walk.
Mm-hmm.
And we get through security and all that good stuff. By the way, I carried a camera bag with me this time, and I got stopped every single time, which is weird because when I had stuff in a backpack, I didn't get stopped very often. I think maybe it's the way stuff is packed in there, maybe. Mm-hmm. It's just harder to see.
They flagged you.
Yeah, they flagged me every time with a camera bag. So I might have to think about rearranging something next time because I didn't bother doing the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to Transportation and Ticket Center to Magic Kingdom now, what I do is I look, it's like, is there a boat coming up quick? Or is there a long line for the monorail? You know, which one's going to get me over there the quickest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one's likely going to be the best timing? Did a ferry come up? And so when I was looking, there was a huge line for the express monorail, and there's like nobody in the resort monorail,
right?
So we said we're gonna go that route. We're gonna take the resort monorail. There was a couple of people that joined us. I was like, it's only two stops between now and there, it's no big deal. And that worked out. I think we probably made it there before some of the people that were in line for the express monorail.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, when it was all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
So once we got in, like I said, it's been a minute since we had breakfast at this point. When I was still in the monorail, I started putting together an order for Casey's.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got in, right about the, I guess we'll call it the Main Street hub, because it's not really like the main hub.
Plaza area.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So we got in there right around that area. I decided to go ahead and check in while we're walking down. Got there. I was able to clear off a table, and by the time that happened, I checked and the order was ready. So I timed that pretty well.
Yep.
I got two orders of corn nuggets because that's what Lynn wanted. She really liked them the last time. And then I got Maddie a regular hot dog because, you know, they don't really have a kid's menu there. So we kind of, like, she ate some of that. So I really just kind of helped people finish off their food, so I did have something there. But what I had, by the way, because I mentioned I did the Genie Plus earlier, what I had was a lightning lane for Jungle Cruise, because as of recent, they had watched the Jungle Cruise movie and everything, and I saw, like I'd mentioned, I think once before, we had saw that behind the attraction on Jungle Cruise, so Maddie was interested in doing Jungle Cruise, and it's been a while since I've done it, so I definitely want to do Lightning Lane for this, because it can be really long waits at times, and so that was my first Lightning Lane experience there. It makes the day start off seeming really good, right, because you got a Lightning Lane for your first attraction, you just go right over there, you pretty much walk right on, and good times, right? And then it starts with, okay, what's available next?
Right. Yep.
So it was a very good Jungle Cruise, by the way. It always helps when you have a good skipper, and we had a good skipper.
By the way,
I enjoyed the new scenes. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt here, but I was curious, was there any Christmas decorations still up from anything?
Nope. Didn't see a thing.
Had them all down. Okay. I knew it was sometime mid-January when they took everything down, but I was just curious. So
they had just done it earlier that week, I think. Yeah. I really do. I think they had finished it off earlier that week.
Makes sense.
So, but I didn't I didn't see any remnants left over of anything Christmas wise at the parks I went to or the resorts I went to.
Gotcha. They had it all by then. Okay.
Jingle Cruise, of course, was gone.
Right, right. That's what made me think of it.
Yeah. Okay. So I got to see the new scenes Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Still a great attraction. Still a great show.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing they've changed has in my view damaged anything, as some might would think in some cases. I don't think anybody cares at this point. It's a very popular attraction still. The movie helped boost some popularity with it.
Yeah.
On top of that, and like I said, having a good skipper always makes a big difference.
For sure.
And ours was good. So we're starting off the day good, feeling good about it. It's like, that was great. We got to skip our first line.
Yeah.
What I had done after that next one while I was doing that, I was kind of contemplating. I was like, I'm going to try to do stuff that's close to me when I'm playing with this, right? So I decided to get one for Aladdin's Magic Carpets because I wasn't sure about how the wait was going to be, right? Because the wait time posted is longer than what my Lightning Lane was going to be. But then when I get outside of Jungle Cruise, I look and I see the line and I'm like, that's not that long. That is not as long as it said. It's not. It said something like 25, 30 minutes. I was like, it's not 25 minutes. This is like 8 minutes line. So I get in the line first and kind of see how it moves just to make sure. And then I drop that one.
Yeah.
So I drop that Lightning Lane to look for another one. Mm-hmm. I was looking at maybe Pirates. And I was like, there's not one close. Because what the game I'm trying to play here is, mm-hmm. what's the next closest attraction with the next, with the time? Yeah. Right. With the time that I'm going to be in that area.
Right.
That's the game I'm trying to play
here.
So you
can get one, use it, get one, use it.
Right. In retrospect, instead of trying to do it right there, I probably should have planned to be at for the time I was going to be at Mansion and probably got it because we were kind of going around. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's one of those things that you just try to think of strategy-wise. Because I was trying to think maybe I can get a Pirates one to drop that was going to be closer to the time we needed, but it never worked out. So we did Magic Carpets, then just walked over to Pirates. I know the Pirates wait says long. And matter of fact, it said something like 50 minutes, and Lynn even brought that up right there. But it said, like, this is not 50 minutes. This is a line that we're walking, as you can see. We hadn't even started yet. We're at the point where it says 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's a walking line. It ended up being, gosh, like 12 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Or something like that. I mean, that was a huge, like, difference between the posted time and
Pirates,
the actual wait.
It's got to be, like, out in the courtyard area, you know. For it to be 50 extra minutes.
Yeah. But I was like, that's missing it. I can understand missing it by a little, but that's missing it pretty bad.
Yeah, that's
having it posted
that's
50 and
crazy.
You actually waited 12. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
So we did Pirates, no problem. Have no reason to do Thunder because not everybody's tall enough. Didn't do Country Jamboree this time. We could have because, I mean, of course, the wait was not that long. Mm-hmm. Went over to and debated about doing Mansion because I didn't think Mansion was as long as it said, and it was closer to it than I would have liked, though. I think it said something like 45 minutes, and it ended up being like 30. Mm-hmm. So we did wait in that line and still did it. It was getting close to the time for our Mine Train, the individual Lightning Lane that we got,
okay,
like 2-something.
Okay, gotcha.
So what I had done just to try and match a time up close to it, so I was trying to pick something over in that area that was close to do, like, not long after, and so I was able to pick up Under the Sea,
mm-hmm.
with Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to pick up the linchpin.
Right, right.
So if you're keeping count, this is technically my third Lightning Lane, but one of them I dropped. Mm-hmm. We do Mine Train. Get on that pretty quick through the Lightning Lane. The kids, that was their first experience on it. They enjoyed that one. They loved it. We got to ride in the first car.
Nice, nice.
And then after that, of course, we went around and did our Mermaid Lightning Lane. So we walked right onto it, even though it did have a little bit of a wait at the time I scheduled it, but I don't think it would have been a whole lot of difference by the time there, but that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
So finished that. At this point, we were looking at potentially doing Pooh or something like that, but Pooh had kind of a wait, and so I thought about getting a Lightning Lane for it, but it was already later in the day. Mm-hmm. I think we doubled back at this point because James and them had said they were going on Small World, so we're kind of heading in that direction. And we ended up doing the carousel because it had a very short wait. And let's see, where did we end up doing? Oh, it was getting close to our dinner time, which was at Jungle Skipper Canteen. Mm-hmm. So we needed to head in that direction because mm-hmm. we had a 4:55, I think it was, dinner there. That was a good meal.
Yep.
I got to be honest, as far as Magic Kingdom goes, it's one of the better table service restaurants, but that bar is not very high.
True.
But Jungle Skipper Canteen is a good meal. It was not as good as the one I had at Coral Reef on this trip, but it was still good. There was a couple of things they were out of.
Oh, really?
Okay. At the meal when they mentioned it. I can't remember what they were at this point.
Supply issues.
My wife ended up getting the Taste Like Chicken because it is.
ordered that before.
Dish that she ordered. Yeah, which was very good. I don't think we did any appetizers on this one. I got the ribs, the short ribs.
Yeah.
That dish. One. I don't know if you've... that was good. Mm-hmm. Kids got the mac and cheese meal that they got there. I decided to go with... at this point, I've kind of decided when I'm looking for like a drink to get, I'm going to go with whatever they have the... like whatever they consider beer. The specialty, I guess, beer of that restaurant. Mm-hmm. At this point is what I've decided. So that's what I got, the Kungaloosh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've had that. But that was really good, too.
Yep, it was a good one.
So let's see. Dessert also got the Kungaloosh, which was really good. That was like a chocolate dessert, and that's what they called it. One of the desserts, the one my wife wanted, I can't remember what it was now, but they were out of it. Again, like I said, stuff that was out here.
Unfortunate.
Overall, it was a pretty good meal, but again, I thought Coral Reef was better that I had, so it's nighttime at this point. We cut out across to go to Tomorrowland area, so we rode People Mover while we were over there. Yeah, okay. It had more of a wait than I'm used to. It was like 20-something minutes.
Yeah.
Still, it was worth it.
Always, yeah.
Ended up, I had, by the way, I had chosen a lightning lane for Pooh for about 7:30 at this point and just kept it, so on the way up there... Teacups was a reasonable wait, so we did that as well. And then we went over there and rode Pooh. Mm. At this point, it's getting close to time for Enchantment. I didn't get to one of the viewing areas where I could see all of the projections necessarily. I was at the entrance to Tomorrowland. It was a place where we could sit down, though, and still see the fireworks quite well, especially with the wind blowing toward Tomorrowland. The fireworks were going to be like right there where we could see them, right?
Oh, yeah.
The fireworks part. Okay. That worked out well. Enchantment, I actually, overall, given all the stuff involved, I like the soundtrack a little bit better personally. So I give it an edge over Happily Ever After.
I'll have to reserve judgment until I see it fully in person.
Do you see it full? I got you.
So I won't say.
So I had reserved a lightning lane for Buzz just because I wasn't sure what it was going to be like and that was something I could get. And we were right there at the entrance to Tomorrowland, so as soon as the fireworks were over, roughly 8:15, we could just head in that direction. Well, Buzz was only 15 minutes at that point, but we still tapped in for our lightning lanes because, you know, we already got it.
Right.
There was nothing else we could get at this point. So we did Buzz. At the end of the night, saw that the wait for Peter Pan was unusually low on touring plans, but by the time we got over there, it had increased and didn't realize it. Well, we got in line for it anyway. This is where I hate the whole fast pass lightning lane thing, right? We stood in line there, and the reason why we stood in line at different times was because of the lightning lane returns.
They were all everyone started showing up.
Yes, it makes the wait longer than it would have been had there been no lightning lane or no fast pass or whatever. You end up having to stand a lot. Let's just put it that way. So
yeah. It happened to me post-fireworks. When I had Genie that day, I had a lightning lane for Peter Pan, didn't really need it because it was during the fireworks and nobody was in line. But then trying to do Splash Mountain before the crowd showed up, got in line before the crowd got too busy, the post-fireworks crowd. But then the lightning lane people started showing up and tons of lightning lane people showed up for Splash Mountain. As, you know, I was in the last... 50 feet of the line. I had to wait a lot longer than because Lightning Lane people showed up. So it seems to be a thing that people hold on to these post-fireworks Lightning Lanes and then they'll just show up all at once. So
I guess it kind of makes sense. Yeah. But, you know, at that point, I couldn't get a Lightning Lane for Pan because it was gone from earlier. So
yeah, it took me forever to get a Pan.
If... say, for instance, you were able to do, I don't know, 3 fast pass or 3 lightning lanes at a time, it would probably be better.
Yeah.
If you're going to charge us, at least make something like the old system be in place that you can, that actually can work.
Make it at least the equivalent to the old system.
Yeah. At least start with, let's let you start with 3, not 1. That makes no sense. I would even take two. That way you have the ability to buy one individual lightning lane if you want and have two regulars to start the day with.
Right.
That would be fine.
Sure.
And the other thing, and this is kind of like the part of this show where I rant on Genie Plus. As you can tell by my ride count that I've been talking here, we did roughly, I think it was 12 rides at Magic Kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. And I paid $60, 63 something, whatever it was, with tax.
Yeah.
For Genie Plus. And throughout the day, only actually got to use, what, 3 Genie Plus lightning lanes when it was all said and done, to my advantage anyway.
Right.
I'm sure I could have gotten more, but I would have had to have waited a long time before I could get another one. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't help. No. But if you play it right, you can stack them, but you're going to stack them from you're going to have to stack them with stuff that you may not necessarily want to do, and you may have to run all over the park.
Yeah, and you can't modify them, so you have to just drop it.
Yes.
And
that's the other thing. Can't choose a time. Like you can, at least you can with the individual when you can choose a time. You have an option. Can't choose a time. It's stupid.
Yeah, that's
the way they have it whole thing laid out.
What frustrated me was trying to get Pooh or even Mermaid or Peter Pan especially. You would see one that would show, like you would be refreshing. You couldn't just grab one and modify it like you used to could with the old FastPass system. So you have to wait until a perfect time shows up. And then by the time a perfect time shows up, you click it, you lose it before you can even grab it. You know, that's what happened to me anyway with countless ones. It was like 4:30 and a 5 o'clock Peter Pan would show up. And I would go to grab it and then it would shift it to like 10 p.m. And it's like, what? I literally just saw 5 p.m. I click on it and it's gone. And so it just took forever. But eventually I got one to stick.
Yeah. Well, see, in my mind when I'm first doing this, I'm thinking, okay, I need to get lightning lanes I can actually use pretty close to the time I'm where I am right now, right, to get the full advantage of it, to try to get as many lightning lanes in as I can.
Exactly.
Not holding any for later, right?
Right.
That's the way I have to play it. That's because that's the only thing you can do. You can only have one at a time,
yep,
or what is it, every 2 hours?
Yeah.
One of those two options.
Yeah. So at 4 p.m., a 10 p.m. Peter Pan does me no good, so I have to drop it or not book it and then keep refreshing and refreshing and refreshing until something comes up that I can book that's close enough to the current time.
And not only that, the two-hour thing. Okay, not only am I having, you know, you're in a park. Now I'm having to keep up with math. I'm having to figure out when did I last choose one while I'm in the middle of trying to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm having to say, okay, has it been 2 hours yet? Oh, I mean,
yeah,
that's just so ridiculous.
You end up being on the app more than you would have been with the old system, and that's not good.
Not in my case, because I just started looking for the lightning lanes after I did them in this particular time, because that was the only way I was ever going to do it. But still, I was not able to. I don't feel like I got $63 or whatever worth out of the lightning lanes.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Let's put it that way. Now, if you're going to just start doing ride count, sure, I could have started stacking stuff and done rides that I didn't necessarily want to do. Isn't the whole point of it supposed to be me trying to plan my day for what I want to do, though, or is it for what they want me to do? That's the big question.
Yeah.
Seems to be what they want me to do.
Right. Swiss Family Treehouse. You should have just kept doing that.
When all is said and done, it was still a fun day.
Yeah.
Let's just say that, but not as good as it could have been because, you know, there were some times there when we waited in lines longer than we probably would have when we had FastPass Plus. Or as long as we would have with neither system in place because the waits would have been shorter.
Yeah.
Either of those two options seems to be better than Genie Plus.
Yes.
Just saying.
I hope you were able to complain to somebody eventually or in a survey or something.
You know what? I didn't go to the guest experience team when I had an opportunity and I should have.
Oh, man. Yeah.
They haven't sent me a survey so far. Which they usually do, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one so far. In the event that I do, I will definitely mention my issues with Genie Plus. In all fairness, like I said before, this is a system that I'm sure they're tweaking and will probably improve over time because FastPass Plus was not perfect in its early stages by any means.
That's almost word for word what the guest experience person told me. Yeah, one of them told me.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It'll get better.
Well, that's honestly how I feel, because I remember 2013 when I went and we were like test phase people for the Magic Bands when we went that time. It was not a good experience then either, because my Magic Band didn't work for tickets and I ended up having to go to guest services with other people and spending time that I could have spent in the park at guest services. So my first experience with Magic Bands was not a pleasant one. Mm-hmm. But we see that worked out to be better overall down the road.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I don't think my Magic Band worked as my ticket the entire time on that trip. I had to have a separate card for tickets. It worked for purchasing and it worked for my room, but that was it. That was, you know, going back to way back when. But so that was our last park day. The next day, I had considered doing Hollywood Studios. My family got up early enough where we could have potentially done it, but the wait times over there so quickly rose on Monday for whatever reason. It just wasn't going to be worth it. Mm-hmm. Like, we weren't going to be able to get much done. And I had managed to grab a Kona Cafe breakfast at 9:45. Yep. And that's kind of become like a tradition for us last day. We do enjoy the breakfast there. And, you know, like I say, as far as breakfast, a lot of places, breakfast is breakfast. But if you have a place like Kona that has a unique item, such as Tonga Toast, or even those macadamia pancakes, the way they prepare them, mm-hmm. I think it's worth it to do that. You know, I'd used Disney gift cards a lot throughout this time, and I had forgotten that I still had the one left that Betsy actually sent us. Yes. Thank you, Betsy.
Mm-hmm.
You actually paid for the majority, all but about $12, of my Kona Cafe breakfast that morning. So I appreciate your buying me breakfast on my last day of my trip, which I'm sure you'll be listening to this.
Yeah, very cool.
All said and done, it was a good trip. I do tentatively have one booked for spring break right now. Mm-hmm. It's funny because today, I think, was my window to do dining.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided to just go through and book a bunch of stuff. So I'm going to kind of just to hold it in place, even if we, you know, just in case we do end up going. I really started thinking of this logically, how I'm going to plan this one out this time, more so than I did this short trip, right? Mm-hmm. So I decided that if I'm going to do this one, I'm going to stay a couple more days than this, and I'm going to stay at a little cheaper resort. So I have Pop booked right now, mm-hmm. and it is 5 nights, yeah, at Pop. By the way, it didn't say that there was a discount at the time I did it, but whenever I actually went to the booking part, there was a discount applied for some reason. So it ended up, some of the nights were like $200 a night and some were like $215 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I ended up, that's not bad.
No.
Especially because I get Skyliner service over there.
Yep.
Dates, you know, it just so happened it popped up today as of this recording. So I decided to go ahead and book a few dinners, and I decided to go along the lines of stuff I've not done before.
Okay.
And then I decided I'm going to do one that has notoriously a bad reputation.
Okay.
Give it a shot, right? Now, this is assuming all this happens, mm-hmm. so I'm going to kind of give you my tentative list here.
Okay.
And so I've also decided what I was going to do is, like, I'm going to take this in, like, a reverse order because of how this last one went. I was like, I'm going to start off with the big guns. We're going to go Magic Kingdom first day. I managed to grab $4.50 at the Plaza.
Okay, good.
Plaza Restaurant Diner. And I had not done that one before, so I said, you know what? I'm going to go with that one at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
So the next day at Epcot, I have currently a Chefs de France, mm-hmm. for 5 o'clock. So that's that might actually get a chance to do that one. And so the third day, I'm thinking Hollywood Studios. So over there, I had a couple options to do, but I've kind of had my eye on trying Mama Melrose's because I've not done it before. Mm-hmm. So I got that one. And the one that I have for Epcot, that is the one that I'm saying is kind of like the venturing out, given one that doesn't have the best reputation, is San Angel Inn.
Mm, okay.
So,
great atmosphere, but yeah.
Yeah, I know not too long ago, you and Jason decided to venture out and do something like that when it came to Tony's.
Yeah.
And I think it sounds like you regretted that decision, so.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but it was food, so.
But San Angel, I don't know. I haven't looked at it recently. Once upon a time here, it had one of the lowest rated It was one of the lowest rated restaurants in all of Walt Disney World once upon a time.
Yeah, it was.
I decided since we'd done it before, now assuming this trip comes to fruition, I mean, it's right now, like I said, it's a maybe at this moment, but I do have it kind of in my back pocket for the moment. So if it does, Sun and Hell review would definitely be one to either, you know, say it's not as bad as people make it out to be, or it's as bad as people make it out to be. You know, I'm going to kind of give my opinion on that. Mm-hmm. I'm not as big a food critic as some folks, though, so sure. I actually had a lot of people that thought that Coral Reef was crap, but I'm like, I didn't think so. Have you ever eaten there?
No, it looks good. I've booked it many times, but I've always changed it, so I need to finally eat there.
It gets a bad rap, I think. Mm-hmm. And it might be because it's one of those restaurants where maybe it's kind of inconsistent and depends on the experience you got. And if you get the experience like what I got, then yeah, you're going to be real high on it. When you get the experience that I got this last time. So, yeah, it could be dependent on the factors, maybe. Maybe that's where the criticisms come in. You know, maybe it depends on what happens and what you order and who you get and where you sit and all the other good stuff.
Yeah, I could see that.
So maybe it's dependent upon a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to mention other than if you want a resort that has deluxe accommodations, but you can sometimes get at a price that's not the normal deluxe price, I would say Animal Kingdom Lodge is that resort. Definitely, you get a lot of the same amenities. I considered and probably should have spent more time at the resort itself and just kind of just stayed there, especially with the view we had, with that pool view. Mm-hmm. One thing I would do differently if I did it again, I would actually go up a floor just to make things easier. I would be on the third floor if I were on that side. So that way I could just go in and take a right, and there's where the rooms would be, right? I didn't have to take any elevator whatsoever if I did that.
That makes sense.
So that would have been one thing I would do different. However, I did notice I walked around to the other side. It's also pool view. And when I was inside, I noticed that those pool view rooms, the second floor has almost like a patio area that you could walk out onto that goes on to the same side as the Savannah View rooms. So, in theory, you could get a pool view room, just go outside your door and go into like this public area and also have a Savannah View because there's rocking chairs out there. So, I was like, you could get a 2-for-1 if you get, and for way less.
You just have to walk out to that area.
Right. Mm-hmm. You just, you don't get it from your room, but you're like just steps away. One side, like your room, you got the pool view, but you can just step out your door, go into that little balcony area that has some rocking chairs there, and you have your Savannah view as well. You have the best of both worlds. Cool. So I would consider, if I'm going there again, probably trying to choose a room on that side of the pool to pull that off. So, but, you know, that was some other recommendations. Anybody listening, if they want to go to Animal Kingdom Lodge, pool view is a very good option for you.
Okay.
I know when you think of that resort, you think of, I'm probably missing out if I don't get a Savannah view, but not really. There's more to it. There's way more to the resort itself than that. Now, it would be much better if Gico's was open because that adds another dining experience because right now they're kind of short on those. They just have the quick service or Boma or the pool bar. That's probably one point against it and might be one of the reasons why it was discounted. I tell you what, this weekend, though, it was quite busy over there because it was hard to get a parking spot. On a regular basis.
How were the parks in general? Busy because of the holiday?
Yeah, parks, I mean, they were in the anywhere from 7 to 9 range on the parks that I went to, and I would say that's fair. The truth is, though, nowadays, I see a number from touring plans, and I go, and then it all looks the same to me.
Yeah.
Like, the crowds all look the same, like, every time I go.
Right. It was all 10s when we were there, and it didn't feel like it, but it was still busy, so it was kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's strange. I don't, And I know they base their numbers on wait times, so maybe that's what it is, because the wait times were a little bit longer. But as far as just like walking around crowds, it's like I've seen this every time I've gone for the last like 5 years or something like that, no matter when I try to go. It's weird.
It feels like pre-pandemic levels to me of crowd for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
It's busy.
January so far has been probably busier than it's been in January in years, or probably ever. Probably the busiest January they've ever had. I don't think I've seen the parks consistently like this, especially this time of year. But it wasn't a bad experience overall. I mean, it wasn't like one of those things where it's just so busy that I was miserable, especially because the temperatures were almost perfect. If anything, it was a little cool at times during this. So, I mean, I still wore shorts, but I wore things like a pullover the whole day or a jacket, whatever, the whole day at Magic Kingdom. But it was comfortable. So,
okay.
I mean, you had certain things that are down, you know, like splashes down. There was some kind of a deal I saw about buying the annual pass could buy for Typhoon Lagoon, but I think Typhoon Lagoon ended up being closed because of weather, like the entire time. Not that I was going to, you know, take them up on that, but the weather it was a lot better than it was here, let's put it that way.
True.
As I kind of joked around with, I posted a meme like of Anna when she freezes and Frozen, and I said that was me when I got out of the car at home from coming back from Florida. As soon as I got out, I got that was pretty much the difference in the temperature.
Well,
right there. So
when I came back, it was 85 degrees when we left Disney, and we got home it was 34.
Wow, that's pretty big. Well, at least I was in the 60s.
Yeah,
the day that I was there, it was the 60s. And the thing is, the 60s in Florida, whenever there's wind, it's not exactly warm.
No, yeah.
You know how the breeze can get there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll say overall, nowadays, the only thing that you didn't get charged for was the Omicron. I mean, that was free.
Right. Surprised they haven't found a way to charge for that.
Yeah.
Just give Chapek some time.
No one in this house has showed up sick so far, so... I think we're in the clear.
You're in the clear now.
Hopefully. Right. Of course, it's only been a few days.
You didn't pay for it, so you didn't get it. That's why.
Right. That's the Disney way right now.
That was an extra charge.
One quick little thing, though, right before I wrap this up. The day that we were Animal Kingdom, when I was coming back, my tire light came on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, oh, great, what's happening here?
It's the cold.
Like low pressure, and I'm looked, and I was thinking, well, maybe it's just the cold, because especially like when we got out the next day, we're going to Magic Kingdom, and I looked, and I was like, well, none of them are flat, so that's a good sign. So I guess that's all it was. So we just went on like normal, and so on the day home on Monday, I did stop at the Okahumpka Plaza. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
On the way out, put some air in each of the tires, but the light still came on. I said, well, it must be the spare because maybe the low pressure and everything. So when I got back and got it serviced, though, what they discovered is there was actually a nail in one of the tires. It was just obviously a slow leak. Not fast enough that it was...
Right, flatten the tire.
You know, take one of the tires down the whole time we were there. I don't even know which one it was. I assumed the left rear based on looking at it, but...
Oof. I'm glad you made it without any issue.
So, yeah. I would not recommend normally, let's put it this way, buying Mine Train by any means. I did it in that situation. Probably would never do it again. If the kids want to do Mine Train, it's either going to be Rope It or end of the last ride of the night, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I think I, at this point, have only one time stood in line for Mine Train, and it was a low wait at the time I stood in line for it. The rest of the time, it's either been Fast Pass Plus or, in this case, individual lightning lane. I don't think I've ever done it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting to try and do somewhat of a challenge with the Genie Plus, but I don't know how successful it would end up being because, gosh, I mean, it's some pretty obvious strategies developing as far as even just a regular day. When it comes to Genie Plus, what you're going to do if you're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Still seems like there's only two parks where it could potentially be worth the money if you're able to make it work. And that's still Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are the two.
I don't see it being worth it at Epcot for basically, you're buying Test Track if you buy it at Epcot. We've mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have.
Or maybe Frozen. But Frozen's individual right now, right? So yeah, you could literally again, buy Frozen. What do you mean again?
The week I was there, it was not.
Oh, that's right. It was part of regular. It was part of, that's right. I forgot about that. I don't think I'm leaving anything out. So that was a nice long trip report. All right. As always, you can, if you want to reach out to us and give us feedback, you can do so on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store in which you can buy your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast.
And you can go to our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. Email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. And if you want to book your own trip to Disney World and you need some guidance or assistance, you can reach out to our travel agent friend, Jill Dilbeck, and that's her email address, jilldilbeck@gmail.com.
So for Adam, and my name is John, this has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.